Hi, this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, I had this thing happen last night, which I'm not proud of, and I'm not really happy with myself about how I handled the situation, but I really want to talk about it because I don't know how many of you deal well with stress and things that don't go your way so well on the first time around, or the second time around, or if when you're under pressure that you just overreact to everything in a negative way as much as you try not to. So let me get into what's going on here. So as you well know, I've been tapped by Listenable to do a course for them online, and I'm honored, and I'm absolutely planning on finishing the project to completion and doing it well. With that said, last night I was doing another redo of the first lesson because we just cannot get the sound right, and I am having a lot of trouble with Audacity, and I'm going to be honest, I should just read the manual and I would understand it, and I would not be having all these problems, but because I feel... it's so ridiculous. I feel I'm under such a time crunch, and that if I actually take the time to read the manual, they're going to find someone else to do the course about bipolar, and they're going to drop me. And I'm terrified of that, because I know I'm the right person to do this, and I know that my understanding of bipolar and the way that I'm going to teach this class would be different than the way anybody else would do it, and it would have that unique Dawn twist on it, you know, And I had a meltdown last night. I had an absolute freaking meltdown, actually, this morning, about 4:44 in the morning, after approximately 5 hours of trying to send an Audacity file to Listenable, or not even to Listenable, just trying to send it to myself internally through the computer so that I could forward it to them, like I did last time with the lesson that isn't acceptable due to, you know, sound quality issues, which I understand, I just am having a really hard time. So yesterday, I knew I had to do it, and I didn't really, I don't know, maybe I did dog it. I'm having a real hard time with time management at this point right now, and trying to fit everything in my life that I think has to be done every single solitary day, such as walking the dog. Okay? Well, it's not something I need to drop, right? Because the dog is used to his schedule, and I actually like the exercise most of the time. However, we've had a lot of snow out here, and we've been walking in snow and ice and running in snow and ice, and just dealing with snow and ice. And last night, as I was getting, actually I had everything prepared, I had the laptop, you know, powered up, I had it plugged in, I had the Beats, you know, all charged up, I had the Wi-Fi from my phone going to my laptop, and everything seemed like it was going to be status quo. And then we had a power outage, which was definitely the catalyst to my meltdown, though. I didn't realize it last night, but as I'm talking to you now, I'm realizing that the power outage was the straw that broke my back. It broke my mind, actually, is what it did. It didn't break my back, it broke my mind. And it was a little over an hour for the power outage, and I should have just... should have, would have, could have, right? I should have just gone to sleep with the power outage and woke up at a reasonable time and tried to tackle it again. But I did not. The power outage occurred around quarter to nine or quarter to eight, one or the other. And I was already tired. I've been tired, and I just been pushing and pushing and pushing myself, and I just snapped last night. I had done everything possible. I thought I was doing everything the way it was supposed to be done, and I thought I had split the file, and I thought all this stuff, and as I'm still continually trying to send this too big compressed zip file, because I thought I had split it, but it wasn't, it was still the full file, and I just lost it. I sent the lady from Listenable an email stating that I was having massive problems, which is okay. Up until the point, I apologized to her for being so dumb. I'm not dumb. I just don't understand Audacity, and I'm just having problems. And our internet connection out here is iffy at best, and my computer wasn't updating, and she had sent me an email with something called WeTransfer on it, and she's like, just drop the pile here and just send it to me. And I could get the email on my phone, which, you know, if OneDrive was working properly, would, you know, have probably saved the day for me, and I could have just dropped the file from my phone onto WeTransfer and sent it to her, and everything would have been status quo. But because I can't get OneDrive to work properly on my phone to transfer the files from my computer to my phone, and I couldn't get my phone, my computer to update my email so I could get her email on my computer to get to the WeTransfer, and it was just a fluster cluck, as they say on a movie. And I threw my laptop across the fucking room, and I didn't break it. I don't know how, by the grace of God, the thing didn't shatter, but I just fucking hauled it and watched it hit my refrigerator and bounce back. And then I tossed my phone, and I just uncontrollably cried until I fell asleep. So I don't know how for how long. My cat, Velvonix, who used to have a different name, but we're calling her Velvonix now because her other name was politically incorrect and could get my show flagged if I called her that on the air, even though she's used to it and she doesn't have a problem with the name, but apparently society would. So, Velvonix, who is, I don't know how pregnant she is, but she's very, very pregnant. Maybe another stress, right? Another add-on stress, because last time she had kittens, I think it was the Kittens Got an Easter Show when she was pregnant last time and suffocated her babies. And so I have that added worry too, that although she's learning love and she's becoming a way better kitty and I'm afraid she's gonna kill these kittens on top of everything else. So I'm stressed about that on top of it. And so she found her way from the foot of the bed to my pillow last night and let me soak her in tears for, I don't know how, it took me a long time, even though I took my Seroquel, to fall asleep, because I was just so distraught about how much of an idiot I am and how stupid I am and how much I don't deserve this, to do this, and how much better off, and it went there, guys, I'm gonna be honest, how much better off the world would be without me, because I'm so stupid and a retard. And I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean that because I really feel like I have some kind of decreased brain activity lately, and I melted down. And as you can tell, I'm still not okay. I slept long. It's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I fell asleep, I'm gonna say 5-ish, maybe, because it took me a long time to settle down, even with Seroquel. I did some, not grievous, but I did do some self-injury last night, which I haven't done in forever, and I'm not proud of that either, but, you know, because I'm honest with you all, I gotta tell you, you know, I did, I freaking... So, yeah, my headphones just died right at the end of that, so, just proves how hard I was working last night, that my headphones were dead when they hold about a 6-hour charge. Anyway, so, yeah, I did some head punching last night, which is, behavior I'm not proud of, and, it's a definite, it, it, right now, as I'm talking to you about this at, you know, almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon after a couple hours of sleep and some exceptionally strong coffee, which is like, whoa, I'm starting to see how negatively this opportunity is, how negatively it's starting to affect me, and I'm not gonna give up on this project. I don't know, like, I was supposed to have this done, like, weeks ago, and, I mean, the way it was supposed to be done, like, in a week period of time with 19 classes, which I, right off the bat, should have been, like, that's a lot for even a person without, a deficiency. That's a terrible word. We're not deficient. For a person with a disorder, which, you know, stress doesn't help. Let's leave it at that. And I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't think it was going to be this difficult is what I was thinking. I thought I could do it on my phone. I thought that I don't understand how to use this computer. It's like a double-edged sword. It's a great tool if you know how to use it. But it doesn't work properly because the internet out here is just so sporadic that oh my god, what am I trying to say? It's just too much. I got my speech in for PodFest Global Summit, and I did that by myself, and it's probably not up to par, but I like my speech, so, you know, the video part, whatever, you know. I did honor Christopher in it, though, by, the artwork that I have with the angel wings on it, and so he is referenced, although it be very subliminally, he is referenced in my Podcast Global Summit presentation. And I don't know that many people are going to pick that up, but now you all will because, you know, I just told you that. So, and for Podfest Global Summit, if y'all are planning on attending it, get your registrations in, like, now and use code Dancing with Bipolar for free tickets, on the lower scale, but still you'll be able to, you know, see all the presentations and everything in, you know, see mine if you want to about stigma, and, I think it's brilliant. My brother, for Valentine's Day, actually bought me a new domain for the go-to slogan out of my speech, and, I'm really grateful for him for that, so at least I know that the speech was good. The presentation might suck because I didn't have any help. What else is new? And God, I'm down to myself, huh, guys? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Am I down on myself? Holy God. I gotta do something to, man, I gotta flip this because I can't go the whole weekend being this negative about myself. The lady from Listenable sent me that one email, and she said, since then, anything else back since then, so she's not like, hey, you're out, you know, 86 and everything like that, so that's good, and I think I'm just gonna, take this weekend to recoup, you know, because of how I am, and I don't know if we're all like this, because we're trying to prove everything to everybody that we're just like them, that we overdo it, so, you know, I didn't just sign up for one new class from Listenable, wow, okay, right, I didn't just sign up for one new class, from edX, no, I signed up for 3, because, you know, if a normal person can do 1, then I should be able to do 3 and handle everything else because, you know, I don't have a job and all this and all that, and I'm overdoing it, guys. I am just pushing it to the limit, and it's not good, and I'm not okay right now, and, I'm not gonna injure myself anymore, and I'm not suicidal. And I don't have any plans or any of that stuff. I am just overwhelmed. And my house, again, is starting to show it. It was at a point where it was really good. And now, like, I haven't gone up to do laundry in a minute, and I have the quarters, and I have the soap, and I've just, my priorities are screwed up right now, and I need to take a step back and figure this out before it goes way, way sideways and upside down wrong and everything. So, I want to thank, let me see here, I got Russia and India, and Mongolia, South Korea, Canada. I'm missing a country and I apologize. Thank you for listening and having me chart on Apple Charts for your countries. Again, I highly appreciate it. I mean, I know I must be doing something right because, you know, you guys are consistently listening and I'm consistently charting. And not that that's the biggest part of the podcast, because as I've told you guys, in the long run, that's not what the thing is all about. But it is nice to see, especially at moments like this when I'm just so low and down on myself because I can't figure something out. And, you know, and I'm gonna take a shower after this and I'm gonna clean myself up, you know, and I'm gonna reset it and I'm gonna be okay, and I'm gonna figure this out, and I'm gonna get this sent to Audible if I have to re-record it again in minute snippets, because apparently it's a file size issue, which, oh my god, technology is not my friend, you know? What I wish would happen here is that I could just go into a studio and just have my script and read it, and have someone else just deal with all this tech stuff, and that would be prime, right? That would be beautiful. That's not how it's going to happen. My friend Jess has gotten new internet service at her house. And what I'm actually probably going to do is I'm going to take a shower and clean up and get rid of this headache, this stiff neck. And probably take another a good cry in the shower. Because, wow, it's like right there, you know? It's right there. So, this is me being beyond transparent with you guys about how much stress I'm under and how much I want to do this well. And I don't know if this is a bipolar thing or not, that, like, we overachieve, you know, and I think it has something to do with the fact that stuff comes so easily to us, you know, like, for me, like, book learning and, you know, just a lot of stuff comes super, super easy to me. So when I hit a roadblock, like this audacity, I'm not used to being challenged by things like that, like intellectual things. I'm not used to being challenged by that. And I think that's right there is the crux of what the problem is. And it just infuriates me and frustrates me. And the more I get frustrated, the harder it gets for me, because I'm just setting roadblocks up for myself to not be able to figure it out. And I think right there is the problem. I think I just figured it out. I mean, I haven't figured out the audacity problem yet. And I'm sitting here and I'm letting my laptop charge right now, and I'm just looking at it like it's my enemy. Which again is just another roadblock to effectively being able to figure it out. I am sure that Listenable and Oksana are not going to fire me from this. And I was actually, in between all this last night, I received an email from somebody else about a YouTube business opportunity, which I told the guy to, you know, set up a meeting and all this. And, see, guys, I'm just overdoing it. I'm overwhelming myself. You know, the Podcast Global Summit is enough to, like, set me off because of all the activities going on and all the stuff involved in it and all the people hitting me up that are, like, way famous. And I don't know what I need to do to be able to accept the fact that I am a spokesperson now for our community, and that I am looked at like an expert, though I don't feel like an expert. I just feel like I'm somebody that you know, this is bipolar, and I just feel like an average person. And I am an average person. I am no better and no worse than any other person. However, I have put myself in a position of leadership for our community, and I don't want to let us down. I think it's what it is. As a leader, I want to put the best face forward for us and show our resilience and our strength and our sameness with, you know, the rest of society. And I need to break the stigma. And what I did last night was I just fed directly into my own stigma and my own stigma of who I am, of not being good enough and not being smart enough and not being whatever it is that I feel like people are, the image that people have of me. Now, I don't know what the image is that people have of me because I'm not asking them, right? I'm not directly asking this lady at Listenable, like, if I can't get this done by this certain time, am I fired? Because if I knew that information, at least I would have a basis of reality to place this stress on. And she's not doing that. And guys. Anyway, that's where I'm at. I have a brutal headache, and I can't say, I haven't even looked in the mirror yet, so I don't know if I bruised myself last night, I'm not proud of what I did. I'm not proud at all. But I'm being honest with you all, and it is part of it, and I don't actually know how you all handle your stress. I would normally just shut down, and I can't do that right now. So I have found a really maladaptive coping skill to handle my frustration and my stress with, and it's not good. It's not good. So I'm gonna go take a shower now is what I'm gonna go do. And I'm gonna rethink a lot of stuff, and I'm gonna not give up on this project because it's important to do it. But I need to figure out my boundaries and my priorities, and I need to step back a little bit. I need to not be so worried that if I don't take the dog for a walk for one day, that he's gonna start to think that I'm his old abusive people that he had in his life who abandoned him. I need to reset and center and ground and pull it together for me. And after that, then everything else will fall back into place again. Anyway, I gave you guys the Jive on Podcast Global Summit. Use code Dancing with Bipolar for free tickets and get in there free soon, because I don't know how long the code is going to actually cover it for free when the price increase goes up. I'm not sure that it's all inclusive like that, where the code will cover the new price. I'm going to get this little thing done, guys, or not. Okay, because if I don't get it done, then maybe this just isn't the opportunity, okay? Maybe I'm supposed to do this on my own and not do it for another company. Maybe this is God saving me, right? Or something. I don't know. All I know is that being on the brink of tears like this is just really unhealthy for me, and it's just not good. And I guess that's that, right? I'll let you keep you guys updated on the kittens as she comes waddling back here to me. Wow, she's big. These babies is coming soon. And I appreciate you guys for sticking with me throughout thick and thin, and for just being loyal, and I appreciate you guys. I do. I appreciate you guys greatly for just sticking by me. And you guys are great. You guys are my posse. So anyway, so this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive. Okay? Later.